Now, let's go back to footy. On the line, NRL Nation commentator Timmy Manor, who was with me out at CommBank Stadium, but you were the brave one. You went down on the field, you took your umbrella, you spoke to the players. Good morning, mate. Have you dried out?
Matty, good morning, mate. Mate, I haven't dried out. It rained as a salt, but it was a muddy affair at Paradise on the weekend, and it was good to be there calling with you. We had the missile Magnuson in the background chewing on the Bulldogs, but unfortunately for him, it was one way on Saturday night.
Have you ever seen? I mean, CommBank Stadium is one of the best that we've got. It's an amazing complex. But have you ever seen the middle of the field, especially Timmy? It just kept puddling up and puddling up, and there was that channel all the way down the middle of the field that was just ankle deep. It was extraordinary scenes.
I've seen like that before, and you know, all the modern stadiums have got such good drainage. So to see the field like that, you got to keep in mind that that's on top of the drainage you've already got. So you'd hate to imagine what it would have been if it was one of the old school stadiums without any of that drainage. It would be a much bigger mess.
Yeah, it was a throwback to the olden days, wasn't it? A throwback to mud everywhere and just incredible scenes. Now, we've had a very robust discussion this morning around the six again rule off the back of the Dragons-Raiders, the final match and the final play, what turned out to be the final play of round 16. And Cameron Smith this morning has said he'd be fine if they scrapped the six again rule. Where do you sit on this?
Oh, mate, I'm 100% agree with Cameron Smith. I never liked it when he came in. And then I liked it when they dialed it back this year, but it does. There's no need for it. There's no, even now. So the way the game's changed back to slowing it down anyway, and captain's challenges, it's not making a big difference to the speed of the game. I don't like it. The reason I don't like it is the lack of accountability as well that the referees have on a six again. It happens so quickly, and a lot of times fans don't really know what happened. Whereas when you blow a penalty, you get the replay, everyone sees, okay, yep, that was a penalty. But there's many times where you see six to go where they don't warrant a penalty, but the ref's happy to give six. And it's a big play, like a six to go in a game of football it sucks a lot of juice and a lot of fuel out of the defenders. And I'm not a big fan of it, mainly because of that lack of accountability.
Yeah, and that's been a consistent theme this morning, Timmy, on my show, the lack of accountability, the frustration around the inconsistency of it. You don't really know at times what it's being called for. And then it blows up, doesn't it, when you make rule changes like this. And it's been part of the game for a bit now, but you can have an instance like what happened yesterday that blows up a rule in your face, because that's probably the ultimate way to point out the inconsistency of the rule itself, that if there's a penalty blown for that, if the six again isn't around, there's a penalty and it's 12 all. However, the six again's called, and then there should be what a lot of people think a clear penalty after it, but that's not called. So that sort of it throws fans into complete confusion.
Exactly right, mate. You're spot on, and I think it's a part of the game that's made it tougher to follow rather than easier. And you look at rugby union or the rule changes, and people could argue that it became less of a spectator sport and harder to watch because you can't keep up with the rules. And I feel we're heading that way with all our rule changes. And the sixth, again, for me, is the clearest way to turn fans off, because it's hard to explain sometimes why there was six to go, let alone explain to the fans how important they are. Because, like I said, when you're defending, I still remember when they brought in the seven tackle set up for 20-metre restart. And that one extra tackle would kill you in defence. So it's a big ask to do seven tackle set. And now we're seeing teams get tackle four, tackle five, and do a repeat set, six again after that. So they're doing 10 tackle sets, which is a big, big ask of your defence. And to recover from that takes a good 5 or 10 minutes to recover.
Yeah. Your Parramatta Eels, mate, went down to the Rabbitohs, 30 points to 12. So looking for consistency again is a running theme. But what did you make of the decision by Latrell Mitchell to shut it down? He said, let's just shut this talk down now. I'll make the decision for Freddie nice and easy. I'm not going to play. I want to focus on Souths. And I'm happy, obviously, that New South Wales have got the team to do it.
Yeah, I respect that a lot. It's as a South fan or as a South stakeholder or a coach or a player, you want to hear that from him. You want to hear someone who's probably, you look back at last year and he'd probably been kicking himself that he missed out on playing in the grand final. And I think he just wants to show some, you know, some commitment to the club, and I think it's a real sign of maturity for him to come out and say that, because it's so easy to be tempted to, you know, play at your state level, knowing that he probably could get picked if he wanted to. So for him to shut that down, I think it says a lot about him and I guess the growth he's showing.
So what do you think Freddie does this morning? So Billy Slater's named his team. We should get Freddie's team in the next 20 minutes or so. What are you expecting around the New South Wales team for Game 3?
If it was my coach's hat, I would get Wyden back in the side, and I would have Burden on the bench. I think Burden's earned his position in the team. And to be honest, whether it's Burden or Wyden on the bench, I'm not buzzed. I think one of them on the bench, one of them starting, and then you'd have the other centre being Crichton.
So you've got no room for Sifa Talakai?
No, I think he did a great job, and it was a great reward to be given that game in Game 2, and I think he'll get plenty more in the future. But I just see value in Burden or Wyden on the bench, because they just have that ability to play, you know, anywhere in the back line, whether it's, you know, centre, wing, in the halves. They can kind of fill a number of spots.
Yeah, and a final one before I let you go this morning. The Warriors homecoming, it was wonderful scenes, Timmy, wasn't it, at Mount Smart Stadium? It was always going to be, and it was worth the wait. We've said it, that the Warriors just had to get home. And it sounds so simple, but what a difference it makes to that team. And it's been so long. They were the kind of great scenes that rugby league does so well. We sit here and pick it apart on a Monday morning especially. We find trouble with everything. But that's the wonderful part of this game.
Yeah, mate, you're spot on. And it was well deserved. The Warriors, people forget how long they've been away from their home and their family. So it was a big ask. And, you know, we praised them a lot during COVID, but they stayed on. They still stayed, you know, sacrificing and giving a lot of their own time with their family to make the game work. And it was great to see them back at home, get that win in front of their crowd. And hopefully that's a bit of a turning point for their season as well. Hopefully they can string together some more wins after that and give thanks to Jones, I guess, to kind of finish the year that he loved.
On you, Timmy. Enjoy the week. Enjoy your break. We'll catch up soon.
Cheers, Matty. Thank you.
Tim Manor with his thoughts there, NRL Nation commentator right here, of course, and it's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll be getting the New South Wales team hopefully through very, very soon. Andrew on the text line says, Matty, I enjoy the show. Bit tired of Rooster complaining about refs and now the draw. One listener suggested questioning refs after the game. As a Tigers fan, I wish we could question the players. Some decisions these players make leave everyone bewildered, and they are paid more than any referee. And just threw in a little comment there about Nick Kyrgios, who says Kyrgios is a complete embarrassment. I'll tell you one thing about Kyrgios, Andrew. He's playing as good as he's ever played. And the draw's opening up nicely. If he continues on his merry way here through, when you go through the bottom side of the draw, he'll end up facing Rafael Nadal. So let's see how that pans out. But like I said, the show goes on. It is 21 minutes after 10 o'clock on 1170 SEN Sydney and wherever you're tuning in on the SEN app. More of your texts and calls after this.